Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Wendy Snyder here with you, sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning. And time now for Extremely Local News, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. And let's say hello to the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy. Happy Friday.
Thank you so much. All right, let's get into Extremely Local News. Let's talk Maxwell Street. I have a taste for a Maxwell Street sausage, a Polish.
Yeah, you ready for a 9 a.m. Polish?
Yeah.
Jim's Original is the place to do it. In fact, they're going to be going back to 24 hours a day pretty soon because, was mentioned in the news earlier this hour, they have cut a deal to stay in their current location, which is actually not on Maxwell Street anymore. They've been moved around by University of Illinois Chicago a handful of times, and it was looking like they were going to have to move again as UIC expands, but they made a deal to stay at 1250 South Union Street, which is it's really like the entrance ramp to the Dan Ryan at Roosevelt.
Yeah.
You kind of got to know what you're doing to find the place, but when you find it, it is glorious. It smells just like grilled onions from several blocks away, so you really can't miss it. But yeah, they were planning on moving to Pilsen, and some of the Pilsen neighbors weren't even that excited about that, but the neighbors in UIC get to keep it around. Don't know the terms of the deal, but basically they said it's a reasonable deal from UIC. They're going to be able to kind of choose when they want to move instead of getting booted. So it could be there for many years. We know a lot of these things take expansions take years and years. So Jim's could be there for a while. We're not exactly sure how long, but it's not going to be the June 30th deadline that had been previously reported and really got a lot of fans of sloppy Polish and onions and mustard a little worried for a while, but
yeah.
It's still going to be there for a long time. So yeah, go ahead over there right after your shift ends.
I now that's all I can think about. And it's been around since
1939. Yeah,
golly.
Definitely a Chicago icon. Originally on Maxwell, it had moved to Halsted. Now it's on Union, but it's still in the same general area. But this one's been there for a long time as well.
All right, and a third screen is going to be opening up at the Music Box Theater.
Yeah, we keep hearing about the theaters closing, consolidating, just going away, shuttering completely. But the Music Box on Southport and Lakeview, this one's really. It's really just sort of had a renaissance over the last 20 years or so. It's a small place, so it kind of caters more to indie movies, but it also does some big ones, but it really rotates it to kind of bring in the core audience to keep coming back and back. They have memberships, they have big horror festivals, and now they're adding a third screen. It's going to be their first time they've ever had three screens at the Music Box, and they knocked out a couple of the storefronts to the south of the theater to build this one, and it's going to be a small one. It's 98 seats. It opens next Friday. They said the back row has love seats, so if you want to get cozy in the back during the horror festival, that's the place to go.
I guess. And Chicago's Godfather of Neon still lighting up the city. My eyes are just drawn right to neon, I'm telling you.
This is one of those Block Club loves to kind of find a interesting person,
yes,
in Chicago and profile or an interesting store, and this fits both descriptions. He calls himself the Godfather of Neon, and he certainly earned it. It's a guy named Tom Brickler. He runs Neon Shop Fishtail. It used to just be called Fishtail, but he said to find it in the phone book, he had to put Neon Shop in the front. So he was SEO before SEO was around. He's just been doing this for years. years and years and years, and they're in fact celebrating their 40th year in business this year. He's responsible for just a lot of the thing, whether it's a tavern, whether it's the Untouchables, if there's some neon in the movie. He does a lot of neon for TV shows, but a lot of just sort of the grunt work of around town, smaller places. And every once in a while, he gets a big order. Like, he got a call saying, hey, we've got a Y we need you to fix immediately. And he said, where? And he said, oh, Clark and Addison. And it was the Wrigley Field marquee. The Y went out, and they had something coming up real fast. So he got out there, did that emergency work. So, Tom Brickler, he's got a couple workers that are with him. They do custom work. They do repairs. They do a little bit of everything. And I agree with you. The neon signs of Chicago are they just sort of let you know like where you are. If you see something like maybe the old Magicist sign, you kind of knew where you were, and it really gives a sense of place. And he's the guy that that keeps them bright and not flickering.
Yes, and if you need a neon Y stat, he's the guy to call. I appreciate it. All these stories and more, you can find them at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, so great to talk to you again.
Oh, great being on, Wendy. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Happy Father's Day to you and yours. Listeners, you as well.